This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture with me, Juliet Jacobs, joined by Lim Soo Ann and Darshan Johan. So it was International Day of the Girl yesterday, which is managed by the United Nations and is observed on the 11th of October every year to celebrate the importance, power and potential of girls around the world. And apart from that, it's also a day to learn about the unique problems that girls face, as well as drive efforts towards fulfilling their rights.
Yes, and while there is no denying that some progress has been made in recent years to ensure that girls are able to grow and develop in good health, have access to education and simply be able to, you know, chase their dreams, there is still plenty of work left to be done. According to the World Health Organization, even today, approximately 12 million girls are married off before the age of 18 every year. And one in five girls globally has experienced sexual violence. In Eastern and South Africa, in Eastern and Southern Africa, nearly 80% of new HIV infections among adolescents are among girls.
So with that in mind, the United Nations declared that the 2020 theme of International Day of the Girl is My Voice, Our Equal Future. So according to the UN, this is a call to recognise the challenges girls face, particularly when it comes to their sexual and reproductive health and rights, but also to highlight young girls' limitless capacity as change makers.
Yes, and International Day of the Girl 2020 focused on three demands, which are firstly, to live free from gender-based violence, harmful practices and HIV and AIDS. Secondly, to learn new skills towards the futures they choose, and finally to lead as a generation of activists accelerating social change.
Yes, and I find this year's theme, which is My Voice, Our Equal Future, as Suen just brought up, really fitting, because more and more teenage girls are playing an active role in pushing for a better tomorrow. The most prominent example is perhaps 17-year-old Greta Thunberg, who is one of the most popular and influential environmental activists in the world right now. 2 years ago, at age 15, Thunberg started spending her school days outside the Swedish parliament calling for stronger action on climate change. And, you know, to avoid flying, Thunberg sailed to North America, where she attended the 2019 UN Climate Action Summit. And her speech there, in which, you know, she exclaimed loudly, "How dare you," garnered massive, widespread mainstream attention.
But it isn't just Greta Thunberg. So all around the world, you know, teenage girls are letting their voices be heard. They're pushing for change. Take 14-year-old Marley Diaz, for example. So she's the founder of the hashtag 1000 Black Girl Books campaign, which she started when she was only 11 years old. And this was back in 2015. So she wanted to collect and donate 1000 books to her peers that featured black girls as the main characters, because as she told her mum, she was, quote unquote, sick of reading about white boys. So the campaign was a massive success, and she's since been honored on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. And in January 2018, she published a book to inspire other potential activists titled Marley Diaz Gets It Done and So Can You.
What a lovely title there. And, you know, we're seeing this inspiring trend even here in Malaysia as more young girls are getting involved in advocacy and activism. And one of whom is a 15-year-old Sarawakian, Marcella Ling, who we have on the line right now, actually. And Marcella was the youngest MP at this year's Parliament Digital and is passionate about issues related to education and the development of Sarawak. So welcome to the show, Marcella. Thank you so much for joining us. So you were the youngest participant at Parliament Digital, as I just mentioned. What was the experience like, and why did you decide to join Parliament Digital at such a young age?
Actually, at first, I wasn't thinking much about why I want to join, just because I merely want to sign up and just answer the questions that were provided in the form. But then when I got chosen, I was quite surprised, because what I know from what I've Sen is like just trying to voice out what I have in mind and something that concerns me. And the experience is really an eye-opening for me, because I see and I've met a lot of people that is very different from me, and some of them are even very, like, I've never seen people like them, like, very care about the social issue at their very young age. And I'm grateful that I've taken the chance to sign up. That is part of my stepping stone for becoming who I am today.
Marcella, I read that you're also a part of the Sarawak Drive. Tell us a little bit about that, as well as some of the activism that you're engaged with.
So actually, the Sarawak Drive is an organization that we aim to empower and also draft a young Sarawakian, because we see a lot of young Sarawakians that actually have so much potential that can be achieved, just that they don't know how, and we just somehow feel like it's too sad to see that. So we started the Sarawak Drive from very few of the parliamentarians digital in the Sarawak constituency. So I also involved in Undi Sarawak, the campaign that powered by Undi 18. And yeah, we want to empower the youth through democracy and also try to educate them in like what is democratic process and why is it important for youth. And also currently also as the member of the student outreach team in Project ID, they aim to empower students to lead self and lead others. So Project ID is basically a social enterprise, and they did a lot of programs that empower youth. And that makes me believe that, because I was once the participant, and that is when I realized that actually youth has strike, and we have the power to speak up and to also voice out our opinions. And yeah, that's how I stay in Project ID for almost 1 year now, because they empowered me. So I hope to also empower more young people through like working with Project ID closely to also empower the youth in my community.
So just to be clear, when you say Project ID, I believe you're talking about a student development and empowerment program that helps students achieve their career aspirations. Now, that's quite a number of initiatives you're involved in. Where does this passion and drive to push for a positive change stem from?
It was actually started since last year. I was like the ordinary students that we don't want to stay in Malaysia because the politics are very complicated. And then, yeah, last year I joined a camp called End Violence and also the Kids Take Over Parliament. So it was an event that organized by UNICEF Malaysia, Project ID, and also the Ministry of Education. So in the camp, we learned a lot about how to end bullying, and we also drafted anti-bully policy and then present it in the parliament to the then Deputy Prime Minister and also the then Deputy Minister of Education. So throughout the process, I learned a lot about rights, about activism, and also about climate change, basically all the social issues. And the first activist that I get to know is Greta Thunberg, because one of our organizer, the UNICEF, we call her Auntie Indra. Before the event started, the Borneo came earlier, so a day, because we need to fly. So we had a chance to talk in a table, and then she started to talk about Greta Thunberg. And my friends started to talk about politics and why all these things are important, and about democratic process in another country also. And that's when I realized, why do I have no clue about all this? And why do they have, like, they have so many knowledge about this kind of thing? So that's how I started to feel like I'm so ignorant, I'm so useless throughout Malaysia. So I've decided to join them and just listen to them. And then after that, yeah, that's how I begin.
So from your observations, Masala, what are some of the key issues that Sarawakian youths are facing, and what are some of the changes you'd like to see moving forward?
As for the people that come from a poorer background, we don't have much opportunity that can try to let us identify our true potential, not just through the grades on the exam paper. Because like in Peninsula Malaysia, we have closing the gap. We have so many things that empower students and let them know that education is the key to a building nation. However, there is no such thing in Sarawak. So I see so many of my friends, because I'm growing up in a church, where we have 80% of them are B40 family. They basically are squatters. So I see that most of them really, really have no hope for education. So basically what did they do is just playing games and all that. And when people ask them about how's your study, they will just say, why am I study? The education system is not even sided with me. So I feel like there shouldn't only be limited to the education system. Personally, to change the whole education, to reform the whole education, really took a lot of time and really took a lot of energy and effort to really reform a better education system for schools. So I feel like the only thing that we can do now is like do our best in the present. And when we get into the uni, then you can just freely choose the course that you want. But they don't understand the term. They just feel like they have given up. Somehow the opportunity were given quite less and not as much as what the people in Semenanjung Malaysia receive.
So there are people who say things like politics, policymaking, activism, these aren't for kids. But, you know, here you are proving the naysayers wrong. Why do you think it's important for there to be more young people being active in these areas?
Throughout this process, like for the whole year, there are some people trying to stop me by saying, like, the people here won't accept a person like you. And my friends also, they also face the same thing just because they support me. And it's not about politics, but it's about trying to voice out something. Because they said, when you want to voice out, you have to neutralize. You cannot hurt any person. And although I didn't meant to hurt anyone, but somehow they feel like I'm talking about them and they were triggered. I believe that the earlier that we started, the better it became. Like me, I'm trying to empower youth because I believe if I want to empower them in the next few years, it will be quite late because somehow people will get married after SPM and all that stuff. Because that is what always happened around my community. And also, I didn't spread earlier about the importance of youth in policy making. Somehow, when we get older, the policy somehow will not side it with us, like we know. And then I also believe that it's very important to start to educate myself since young, because there's BM saying melentur buluh belah dari rebungnya.
Thank you so much, Marcella. That was Marcella Ling, a youth activist and Parliament Digital's youngest participant. What an amazing young girl. You know, I do remember what I was doing at 15, and it was not even anything remotely close to what Marcella has done and is continuing to do. It's amazing how driven and how positive she is, and, you know, just doing wonderful things. And, you know, Dash, you mentioned Greta Thunberg earlier, you know, and that's another really inspiring girl. And I was reading this very interesting article about how, you know, she's a climate activist, you know, calling for change and all of that. And so is, of course, Sir David Attenborough. Mm. But the kind of reactions that they both get, you know, are very different from some people. Like Greta, of course, has been been told to shut up, for example. She's been told to go back to school. Nobody would ever say that to David Attenborough, am I correct? It's just like, you know, they don't like this young girl telling them what to do. And why not, right? It's her future that she's fighting for.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that the part that, you know, really makes me kind of sad, especially when I see it. It's a lot of times you see it on Twitter and all, whenever Greta Thunberg is invited to be a moderator on a panel or to provide her expertise, there's always this surge of hate by people who are, you know, saying things like, don't be, you know, you're being overly dramatic. Mm. Why would someone choose Greta Thunberg? She's such a young girl. She hasn't had all the experience. And a lot of these type of things and sometimes they will try to nitpick all the small, small things that, you know, the same thing, if it was someone 20 years older, maybe 30 years, or like you mentioned, David Attenborough and all, if they would have said the same thing, they wouldn't receive the same kind of criticisms or backlash. And I don't understand why. Why is there so much of hate? Because when you look at these people, young activists, you know, it's always, at least to me, it's always so inspiring. Because like Juliet rightly brought up, when I think of what I was doing when I was 15, it certainly wasn't. Yeah, it's definitely nowhere close to standing outside Parliament, you know, trying to make change.
And it's really interesting to see that split, right? The people who respond to all these young activists like Greta Thunberg and a lot of other climate activists who are nowadays, you know, are really young teenagers, kids. They hold themselves with such poise. They articulate their thoughts, their arguments very well. They lay it out clear as day. And yet you have these people who are fighting back with, like you said, Dash, they're just nitpicking at things. They're not really answering this argument. And I feel like that really just puts them in a bad position. And it just further validates the arguments that these young activists are making. You know, it's their future who are the older adults to say things, because your future might not be affected, but yeah, they will have to live through it.
Exactly. They'll be dead by then, which is why, you know, they can afford. No, it's truly that's the case, right? They will be gone, so it's not going to impact them, which is why the young ones are the ones, you know, coming up, you know, across the world, actually fighting for the boomers to change their way of thinking. But I think a lot of it has to do also with a bit of misogyny, especially this young girl, you know, telling people what to do. They can't take it.
I think misogyny is spot on there, because when you see there are young activists who are guys as well. And of course, no matter what, when you're that age, you will receive unfair backlash. But I think there's always a difference in the way, you know, the vocabulary that people use, yeah, to describe, let's say, someone who is a 15-year-old guy who's fighting for change versus a 15-year-old girl. Because when there's a girl involved, there's always terms like hysterical, dramatic, you know, all these terms which you don't see them using to describe young guys.
There's always that sense of idolization, isn't it, of young boys who are speaking up about issues like this.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I think another important thing is that, you know, parents, and I'm a mother of two, right? Two young girls as well. And I think it's important for me to teach them to not be polite all the time, you know, to not be afraid to speak up. I think a lot of us, you know, especially when I was growing up, we were told to be quiet, to listen to your elders. And I'm not saying to be disrespectful, but I think that, you know, from a young age, our children need to be taught to speak up for themselves, to defend themselves, and to speak up about things that they are uncomfortable with or that they are passionate about. I think that's a really important step forward as well.
Yeah, and that's definitely it. And I think as for, you know, people who are older, it doesn't just need to be parents. You know, even I'm, you know, speaking to myself and all, I think sometimes people who are older, when kids do certain things, we always try to brush them off. And what do you know? You know, like you don't have the same experience as I do. You have not seen the world as I do. And maybe that's what's great about it, right? Because they are seeing the world from a much more idealistic perspective, you know, whereas we have been, you know, bogged down over the years by various different things. A lot of times I realize, even when it comes to Greta Thunberg or Marcella, we spoke to earlier, you know, they always seem to have a lot more hope for the future, which I think is a good thing. And we need to encourage that rather than just say, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, so just keep quiet and stay in your lane.
And to add one more thing to that, they also bring a lot more fresher ideas. Mm-hmm, they bring definitely ideas that, mm-hmm, you know, perhaps that we've, because for people who have more experience, for example, you have been in the field for decades. You have gone through the same ideas again and again. But these young people, they might come from a totally different perspective. They bring in new, innovative ideas that actually, you know, if you just think about them, if you are open to learning more about them, that could provide new solutions to things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, here's to more young girls, you know, speaking out. And, you know, if you've got a young girl in your life, you know, make sure you kind of, I guess, encourage her to speak out, you know, to be interested in a lot of things, and to speak her mind. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. But if you have any thoughts, you can continue to share that with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. If you'd like to speak to us on the Bigger Picture team, just look for us on Facebook and search for BFM The Bigger Picture. Drop us a message over there. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can search for us on the BFM app or on Spotify as well. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Earth Matters, I'll be speaking to Dr. Elizabeth Lee, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Sunway Education Group, about how the group is working to integrate sustainable development into their organization. So that's coming up after the 3 p.m. news. For now, we leave you with T-Rex and Children of the Revolution. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.